This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The trial for a man accused of killing two people at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs will move forward. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says a judge heard evidence during a competency hearing on Tuesday.
Detectives investigating the February shooting took the stand this week in the case against accused shooter Nicholas Jordan. The Gazette reports authorities detailed threats Jordan allegedly made toward victim Samuel Knopp, one of his roommates. The other victim was Salee Montgomery, who was not a UCCS student. Police also say shell casings matched a gun Jordan had recently purchased. Jordan faces multiple homicide charges. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado's fall ballot will be finalized this week. Along with political races and local questions, voters will be asked to decide on 14 state ballot measures. CPR's Megan Verlee explains where they came from.
So we got to 14 because lawmakers put seven measures on and private groups put seven on. So actually, kind of accidentally, it's evenly split between those two sources. And it could have been even longer. There were actually some deals that kept things off. We just had the special session that got rid of two property tax measures. Earlier in the spring, there was a compromise between oil and gas and environmental interests.
Questions on the ballot cover a wide range of issues, from a ban on big cat hunting to new money for law enforcement to an overhaul of how Colorado conducts its elections. And three Coloradans have been nominated for the highest individual prize in world soccer. Lindsay Horan, Sophia Smith, and Mallory Swanson are on the shortlist for the annual Ballon d'Or prize. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.